3 o'clock. Good to have you. There's the spit bottle. Now you know TJ's here.
I do not have anything in the lip, and I'm not going to.
Oh, really?
Until you offend me, which normally, Rico, what does that normally take? 4 minutes?
Prop Bet Casino, over under 307 and 30 seconds.
As soon as Mike makes a Chris Creighton reference some sort of derogatory comment towards Irish people.
No, I was going to ask you a sincere question. Is that after the way the Lions won last week,
which was sincere. Just unbelievable. I'm sure it's going to be very sincere. Yes.
I mean, honestly, I am.
Okay.
They win.
Let's see. All right.
Do me a favor. Will you pull his battery pack out and let me get this question out?
Should we restart?
After the way they won last week, which was phenomenal, unbelievable.
Impossible.
Right. You start to feel, though, that impossible is the norm, that they just don't lose. So here is my question. You were a part of a 15-1 team.
Yes.
Does it? Or at what point does it begin to get in the locker room where it's like, boys, we're not losing. This is what we do. Where it starts to feel like you're invincible.
No.
Never.
No. That doesn't creep in.
Really?
No, it doesn't. I think you... And that was my third year in the NFL. We had a really good team. And we ended up losing to your team, Mike, who... Went on to win the Super Bowl.
Wasn't bringing that up.
I honestly think going back to, if I put myself back in that mindset, it was, man, we're hot this week.
Okay.
Right? It wasn't, you don't look at the schedule and say, oh, we got the next four in the bag. You know, locked in. These teams stink. Like, oh, we're going to roll through these guys. No, you never feel like that.
TJ?
I swear to God.
I mean, because here's the thing.
You take it week to week.
Statute of limitations is up. Your teammates have all retired.
You guys
never sat around and said, you know, we beat this team. This team's got
awful. That's what I just said. I said, you'd look at some stretches and say, hey, the next three games we're playing the Bears, who are terrible, or the Vikings are... really down, and they got Christian Ponder, quarterback. As long as we go play our game,
we can
walk out on the field and beat them. But you never get into the big picture where it's, we're never going to lose again. Oh my God, look at the rest of the schedule. You don't think that.
Let me rephrase that. Not that, but just you don't have to practice as hard. You don't have to be as dialed in because C game is better than them. Okay.
No, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Rico, you never, ever cross that line of we're good, complacent. Hey, as long as we go play our ball, nobody can beat us. Because that's the moment where you get... where you get punched in the mouth, right?
And you don't have an answer.
No.
You were in the locker room.
Yeah. And you know, it's like that in every sport, though. I think you realize, of course, these guys in the locker room are sitting there saying, man, we just played a terrible game and we beat a good team, right? A first place Houston Texans team. We just beat them playing probably a
D-plus
game.
Yeah.
You know, so you, of course, you sit there and you say, yeah, we're feeling good about ourselves. We got a ton of talent. As long as we play our style of football, nobody can beat us. We saw that in the second half. But no, you never sit there. You never, ever get complacent. You never say, hey, as long as I just show up, punch the clock, man, I'm going to come out here on top. You don't do that because
you don't even snicker when the coach comes in there and says, guys, we got to worry about Mac Jones.
No, you don't. I mean, you don't. You don't, because I think there's, and I know what you're saying.
Right.
And part of you may be like, okay, we're playing a backup quarterback. Right. This team hasn't won a lot of games. They're what, 2-7?
Yeah.
Okay, we're clearly the better team. I think you can concede that thought.
Okay.
But you don't ever go out there and say, hey, as long as we just show up on the field, you know, whatever happens, we're going to come out and win the game. You never do that, ever. Man, this NFL, man, guys make plays. We saw that first quarter with Mason Rudolph, the Tennessee game, where it was 14-14. You're sitting there like, what is going on? Hold on. This is going to be a shootout with Mason Rudolph and the Titans. Now, things ended up coming together, but you can't take it for granted. You don't do that. And I think that's the thing that I love most, I think, about Dan Campbell, is it's never really about the opponent. It's about us. How can we find a way to go improve ourselves, our team, our unit. Offense, we got to get better this week, right? Defense, hey, you played a great second half, but how can we improve on the first half that we played last week and make sure that we don't let up a late touchdown, you know, in a two-minute drive? So those are the points that you look at. You can look across the board, and certainly I've played players across from me. If there's a defensive tackle line across from me, I could say, okay, I love this matchup. This guy is not going to beat me the entire game. That doesn't mean our offense is going to have some great advantage. Everybody else has to go win their one-on-ones as well. So you look at that and you say, hey, everybody's in the NFL. These guys are getting paid. They got some – look, Jacksonville has some really good players on their side of the ball. You know, that defense, they picked off Sam Darnold, who – I tried to tell you a couple weeks ago he was going to come back down to earth a little bit. Nobody believed me. They picked him off three times.
And you say I'm petty.
But they got some guys on. If you go out there and play an average game, you can lose to a bad team in a heartbeat. So that's you never think about, oh, they're in the dumps, man. They stink. They're in a backup quarterback. You don't think about that. You think about what do I have to do this week to go out and improve from last week? What do I have to give to this team to go out there and get the win, right? That's all that matters. So, and that's what I think Dan Campbell's message has consistently been to this team over the past couple of years is, God, we don't talk about, hey, we got to go win this game. This is a must win. We got to have this game. He doesn't talk about that. Guys, we have to improve. We have to find a way to get better. So then when we reach December, January, when these games really start to count for a lot, how are we hitting our stride at that point? And that's what I think I respect a lot about Dan and a lot about the way this team approaches a week-to-week basis.
Now, I just want to make sure, are you done lecturing Rico, or is there more in the tank?
No, I'm not, but I did a couple weeks ago. I said, hey, is anybody going to see Sam Darnold start to do Sam Darnold things again? Rico, I'm not – you know what? Who
Mike.
I'm not letting Mike off the hook because he was on the side of Sam Darnold, MVP. Oh, my gosh. He's playing.
Yes, you were.
Don't lie to
pull
me.
The tape.
Yes, you were.
Pull the tape. Pull the tape. As I did earlier
this
week.
What is happening here? He just made that up. I knew it. I never said that. That is outrageous behavior. You can't win with a redhead.
You didn't say it. You hinted at it. You definitely hinted
over.
At it, though. You hinted.
What? Over what?
A 307 in 30 seconds.
When he lied on my name? There we go.
Get this spittoon ready.
Now, can I ask a question?
Well, it took 9 minutes.
He had passion. He's been in locker rooms before. I just wanted to know, you secretly say this type of stuff? So I don't mind the passion, DJ.
Okay, college.
I don't mind it.
College, you can. Right,
like hell at Eastern.
College, you can't. No. Well, we played times or, Michigan State's got Tennessee State on this. You can look at that and say, okay, let's just go get our let's get things
get
right.
Your stats.
Yeah, let's go get out there, get our fundamentals, get the fits right. It's a preseason game, right?
Right.
In NFL, you can't do that in regular season. There's no way, man. That's how you fall into the trap game of going into the game with that mindset of saying, hey, as long as I just go through the motions and get the fundamentals, right, we'll be okay. And then all of a sudden you look at the scoreboard and you're like,
but you see it all the time.
Why aren't we blowing them out? What is going on?
All the time. That's why
I think this team is different where they don't take that approach. Dan Campbell's not talking about Jacksonville coming in here with a chip on their shoulder and they're ready, with a backup quarterback to beat your ass. It's more about our approach. What does our approach have to be?
Right.
And that's what I think the focus is in that locker room is we have to find ways to improve. Offensive line, last week.
Awful.
Not a great performance, right? To your standards. Average, sure. But to their standard, not good enough. Penei Sewell got beat a couple times. Jared Goff's second interception. Penei Sewell got beat on a rush that he never gets beat on. But those are the plays that if you take for granted what the other team can do to you and you just say, hey, as long as I go show up, go through the motions, all of a sudden you get punched in the mouth a couple times. It's like, oh my goodness, we turned the ball over. Now we got to claw our way back into this thing, right? So you never.
It's really effective when you're making a point.
I know he's making it seem like it's some. I'm not calling you out, but I'm just saying
you're not
you gotta take it. You have to TJ, you have to expect every team's TJ, best shot.
I'm going
to
say this with all sincerity, brother. I appreciate the passion and the honesty.
I have a lot
okay?
of passion. And you know what?
You
I don't know what's happening.
You did not call me out. I asked a question and you answered.
So and I wanted to get in front of the
thank you.
Mike normally the first 10 minutes is him coming at me with, you know, Eastern Michigan shots and
I don't know why.
I just wanted to get out I want to get out in front of it.
But you know what? I will recognize
I want to get out in front of it.
That brand ambassador right now. He's a brand ambassador right now, Mike.
Oh, you mean when he's making a point with Chaw in his hand?
No, the quarter zip.
Oh, I was seeing our teams waving a tin of snus in your face.
How about a Michigan-Michigan State rematch in the game above Swartz Bowl this year?
Oh,
how does that sound?
I thought it was going to be Eastern and State.
I want to ask
still
you.
Win a couple more games.
I'm not doing it. See, you're baiting me into saying something mean, and I'm not going to do it. No.
I know you want to. It's who you are, Mike.
I want to ask about last week's game, not your school, the Lions. You were there. You're on the sidelines. At home, it was incredible to watch. I want to know when you felt, this is going to happen. We're going to get to it. Relax. You're here for a bit.
I got you.
Why don't you pop in another lipper there? You'll be all right.
No, that's my first one. I was waiting for you to do what you just did.
And, I did nothing. You know, I sat here and watched you
underhand comment
attack R.L. Beard. My God, I've just sat here and watched you attack a black man for 15 minutes. I've said nothing.
All right, now I'm going to have to
throw cold in the D.
Yeah, so, that's a double shot.
My goodness. All right.
Rico, do you still have the flag? Can you throw a flag on that?
We'll go get it.
Unnecessary. David.